The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as we were discussing earlier, a further 900 schools have been approved as part of the Hot Meals programme. That's over 2,000 primary schools now eligible to apply to this extension. It'll see over 150,000 pupils benefit. Heather Humphreys is the Minister for Social Protection. She joins us now. Minister, how are you?
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
This is a good news story. Is it your plan to get every primary school to have hot meals?
Yeah, well, that's my ultimate plan. And today I've taken a big step forward in terms of 900 new schools join the Hot School Meals programme. So that'll bring it up to about 2,000 schools, which an extra 150,000 pupils will get a free hot school meal every day they're at school. So my plan is now to invite all remaining primary schools not in the scheme to apply. And I will work on expanding the scheme fully in the budget of 2025. So my ambition is that all children who are attending primary school by the end of 2025 will receive a hot school meal. That's somewhat earlier than we had anticipated. We had a timeline of by 2030. So I'm delighted that I've been able to bring it forward much, much quicker than initially anticipated.
Well, I have to say that there's not a parent listening who doesn't think that this is a good idea and will probably be asking when it's coming to my school. But the idea of the timeline being brought forward in the words of Rory Quinn, isn't that the kind of thing you'll say during an election?
No, we did a review of the Hot School Meals programme and I have to say it said very clearly the children benefited it was better for their educational attainment. It improved school attendance. It was better for their well-being. And all in all, it was a really, really good programme. I'm absolutely committed to it. And I was delighted to be able to get sufficient funding to roll it out in budget 2024 to these additional 900 schools. As I say, the remaining schools, we're inviting them to come forward and apply to join the scheme. And it's my intention, obviously, to try and seek additional funding in budget 2025 so that all the remaining children that are going to primary school will have that option.
I'm not going to let you off the hook on the election question because I'm coming back to it, but I do have a technical question on the hot meals. Not every school is going to need a kitchen, are they? I mean, you can get these delivered in. So are some schools getting more than others? Do they have a different requirement?
Well, it's up to the schools to source the provider. So there's a number of different options. The school I was in today, which is St Thomas's Junior National School in Lucan, they have their school meals delivered and they're heated and everything. They come in heat packets and they're hot when they're served out to the children. Now, I was in a little school in County Monaghan only last Monday and it's a small primary school, 58 students in a small rural village, and they are receiving their lunches from a local social enterprise. They're a provider of meals on wheels, and they are brought to the school, and they are brought hot as well. For other schools, the providers supply ovens, so it's just a matter of heating them up and then giving the hot dinner to the children. But I have to say, today everybody was saying how good the quality of the food is, and it's a nutritious dinner. And some children, as we know, come to school and they may not have had a lot to eat. They're sitting down, every single one of them. Nobody's singled out. It's a great leveller. They all sit down, they have the little chat and they have their food, and then they're away off out to play with a full stomach.
A long way from a soggy cheese sandwich, which would have been the norm back in our day. And definitely it can be considered to be progress. But I'm not going to let you away with the election thing just yet, because we've had the Fianna Fáil Lord Desh. I don't know whether they were afraid that too many people were talking about Fine Gael after Simon Harris's appointment as Taoiseach, but they were throwing out great stuff at the weekend. A €1,200 tax package for average workers. You're going to see pensions in your department up by €12 a week, child benefit to go up by €10 a month. Sure, it's going to be a fierce giveaway budget, according to them.
Well, as we all know, political parties have had their conferences over the last few weeks, and they have set out their stalls in terms of their ambitions for the future. And I don't have a problem with that.
I was going to say, sure, you're giving stuff away. You're bound to agree with it.
Well, what we will do as a government, we do the same thing every year. We will sit down and we'll agree the budget. And that's a budget that will focus on older people, carers, people with disabilities, working families. And what we want to do at the end of the day as a government is to help families and provide a better standard and a better quality of life. I'm satisfied that that's what we will do this year, the same okay. as every other year.
But and to be fair, it is a slightly different year. Are you hopeful as a government that people won't care as much about housing and health if you're putting a few bob into their pocket? And you know, you might be accused of being a small bit cynical if that was the ploy. I'm not saying it is, but you might be accused of it.
No, it's not. And I'm the Minister for Social Protection, and my focus has to be on providing help to people when they need it, particularly the Department of Social Protection, is there to support people, whether it's for whatever reason, whether they're off sick or whether they lose their job or whether they need help in other areas as well. So that's my focus as Minister for Social Protection. The government has placed housing as a priority. And we will stick to that and we continue to make progress there. Mm. But as I said, my focus has to be as Minister for Social Protection. And I want to see, further expansion of the hot school okay. meals. And in fact, from the 1st of May this year, I'm extending child benefit to 18-year-olds in full-time education. Auto-enrolment, which means pensions for those who are not in a scheme, in a pension scheme currently. I'm taking the legislation and starting that through the Houses of the Oireachtas okay. starting tomorrow.
You're just, Heather, you're full of good news, but I have to put it to you that one of your party colleagues put out a statement earlier on, Fine Gael Senator Maria Byrne, and the headline reads, Fianna Fáil convert to Fine Gael's policies of putting money back in people's pockets. Are we going to see this kind of fake war between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael between now and the general election, whenever it may be, when in reality you're going to do exactly the same thing regardless?
Yeah, well, can I just say, I've always believed that if this government performs well, then the government parties will do well come election time. And of course, the opposite can apply. So it's in all of our interests to work together, to agree the budget. And at the end of the day, the focus is benefiting and helping families and our citizens right across the country.
And do you agree that Fianna Fáil is converting to Fine Gael's policies?
Look, we're working together as a government, and I sit down. I have a very good working relationship with my government colleagues, a very good working relationship with Minister Michael McGrath, also with Minister Pascal Donoghue. We will sit down, we will agree a budget when the time comes, and then, of course, that's in consultation with the three party leaders, the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, and, of course, the leader of the Green Party, Minister Ryan. This is something we always do, and I can assure you the focus is on delivering for the citizens of this country.
And of course you have a new Fine Gael leader who is the Taoiseach, Simon Harris. He'll probably want to put his stamp on government before he gets to the people, and I think people will understand that he'll leave it as long as possible. Bertie Ahern waded onto the pitch the other day saying he should go for a June election, which would give Simon Harris slightly longer than Liz Truss had. Was Bertie right or wrong?
Well, look, there's a lot of instability in the world. And the Taoiseach has said, as has the other party leaders, that this government will go its full term. So it took, if you remember, nearly 6 months to form this government. And then we had 2 years of COVID. So there's a body of work that needs to be done. We want to get on with delivering on the programme for government, and we need the full term to deliver on the big issues. And as I said, there's a number of issues I want to deliver on, which is the auto enrolment for pensions, pay-related benefits, which means people who have paid their PRSI and who suddenly lose their job get an enhanced payment. And there's a number of other initiatives that I want to deliver, and I'm working hard on it.
Well, we'll see if the good news keeps coming between now and polling day, whenever that may be. Heather Humphreys, Minister for Social Protection, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you. Thanks, Jonathan.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.